South Korean fact-finding team has completed a 10-day tour of northern Iraq, surveying sites for the planned deployment of 3,000 South Korean troops. There already are 600 members of South Korea's military in Iraq. If this new deployment proceeds, South Koreans would comprise the third largest national force in Iraq, behind the Americans and the British. NPR's Rob Gifford reports there's growing unease in South Korea about sending more troops.
It's a period of major change in South Korean politics and also of shifting public opinion. The left-leaning Uri Party, which won a parliamentary majority in last week's elections, backed the deployment of the first batch of 600 troops last year. Yesterday, the head of the fact-finding mission reported back to the government that both possible sites for South Korean troops in northern Iraq are acceptable, but as the security situation deteriorates in Iraq, and with the brief taking of a group of South Korean hostages there last week, there are more and more people here who oppose any further deployment. Lee Tae-ho works for the pressure group, the People's Solidarity for Participatory Democracy.
I don't deny that countries should help their allies. My questions are about this particular case. If your neighbor commits a crime, should you help them just because they are your neighbor? Do we have to help an ally even when it is committing such an immoral act as the war in Iraq?
The South Korean general public seems divided on the issue, largely along generational lines. Many young people, like 28-year-old graduate student Oh Kim-ji out shopping in central Seoul, don't see what Iraq has to do with them. This war was wrong from the beginning, he says. I believe, of course, we should support allies, but not blindly, and certainly not in this case. But further down the road, 88-year-old retired businessman Song Yin Tsot is out taking in the spring sunshine. The U.S. is our ally, he says. If it weren't for America helping us in the Korean War, he adds, sweeping his arm slowly around the panorama of modern Seoul, all of this would have been covered in the red flag of communism. Troop deployments to Iraq are not the first time Seoul has supported Washington. In the late 60s and early 70s, more than 300,000 South Koreans fought alongside the U.S. in the Vietnam War. More than 5,000 were killed. Selig Harrison of the Center for International Policy in Washington is a frequent visitor to Korea. He thinks the troop deployment will definitely go ahead, and the reason is North Korea.
The most important reason is that this present government in South Korea now wants very much to get the United States to adopt what it considers a more flexible posture in dealing with North Korea in these nuclear negotiations. And I think they think that the only way they can have any leverage with the United States in what counts to them, which is the Korean Peninsula issues, is if they're a good boy and regarded by this present administration in Washington as playing the game on the Iraq issue.
That doesn't mean anti-Americanism will decrease in South Korea, but overarching geopolitical realities, for the moment at least, seem stronger than the annoyances of perceived American aggression in Iraq. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.